Blog Talk Radio.
This for my nigga Trey B. Yeah. RIP. Those been gunned down. Trayvon and Mike Brown. You know what I'm saying? Hands up.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? These folks are supposed to be buzz, man. You know what I mean? They locking us down. You know what I'm saying?
No. Nah, not till my niggas get out.
Not till my niggas release. Till my niggas release. I'ma raise hell on these beats and breed havoc all through these streets. Till my niggas release. I'ma raise hell on these beats and breed havoc all through these streets. Till my niggas release. A young black male gets no sleep because they don't want to see your pockets so beat. And I'd rather die than be locked down in the slammer, getting cocked down like a hammer, cause they treat us like animals. I split domes like antelope, somebody bring the antidote. Heavily's my every note, hope your boys stay afloat. I burn rubber on the cops, bend corners for mini blocks, falling like raindrops. Tell me when the pain stops, they never wanted us to make it. So anything we have up in this world, we have to take it. The trip is from my native land, where we roam naked. Introduced us to a new home that was in the making. Stolen land, occupied by the native man.
What's up? Anga Banga up in here. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all rocking with Truth Be Told once again. And you know it's hump day. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to tune y'all in to these late night hours, and we're going to get y'all up to game, up to speed. You know what I'm saying? First off, I want to give a shout out to God. Second of all, I got to give a shout out to the sexy India Morel for allowing us to enlighten y'all with some of this celebrity gossip, celebrity news, and these hot topics we bring to y'all every Wednesday. And a big shout out to the HPENT fam. Big shout out, big shout out to my Dial House fam. They doing their thing 7 days a week. So, and y'all can reach them at Dial House_Radio. That's Dial House_Radio. Also, you got to follow the Truth Be Told at TruthBeTold_STL. That's right. That's what it does. And the Battle of the Indies will be back. So y'all better get your Twitter handles in, your pics, bios, your songs in MP3 format to TruthBeToldSTL@gmail.com. That's TruthBeToldSTL@gmail.com. That's what I'm talking about. We got a hot show for y'all. You know, I'm your host, the Mercavelli, a.k.a. Floss the Boss, and y'all can reach me at The Boss Floss, you know what I'm saying? But I got to bring the rest of my, you know what I'm saying? I got to bring the rest of my peeps in here because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, you know what I'm saying? So, Miss STL, where you at, baby?
I'm right here, baby. I'm in the building, you know what I'm saying? That's cute. I like that. Hey, this your girl, Miss STL. Check me out on Twitter. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Get at your girl.
That's what it do. My man, Timer, where you at, bro?
Hey, yo, blocker. I am that St. Louis monster, Timer, Truth Be Told, STL, stand up, we in this bitch. We on right here, produced by Ceci Indale Morel. Hey, yo, salute the boss lady of Dial House. salute. What's up, Familiar DHR? Thank y'all for tuning in. Yo, hit me up on Twitter at The Real Mr. Timer, or you can email me at STLOUISMOBSTER. That's St. Louis Mobster 314 gmail.com. What's up, Mo? What's good, money? We back in this bitch. What's poppin'? 314 Newtown House of Pain, baby.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know how it is. Every Wednesday, we in the building. You know what I mean? And we got a great show lined up for everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? How y'all week go? How y'all week been going, man? How your week been going,
Timer. Hey, man. I'm so out of fucking sync right now. You know, I'm glad y'all got my back, cause I've had one of them days. I just been out of sync. It's like I haven't been able to center myself as of yet. But you know, we all here, so we centered. We won.
Sure. You know, we got your back here. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, bro. No doubt. All day in the building. You hear me? STL, how was your week?
Oh man, it's been crazy, man. I got some fam in the hospital, so I've been back and forth attending to that, and they go into surgery tomorrow. So prayers, Jesus, thank you. Make sure everything go okay. And that's going down tomorrow. Yeah. So I'm just keep on praying to God. I'm blessed. I can't complain. I'm not gonna complain because somebody got to work for me. You dig? Truth be told.
So I heard that, and you know everybody, you know. Just keep Miss STL fam in y'all prayers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how we do, we gotta keep one another afloat, you know what I'm saying, in these hard times like this. I mean, we all go through it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody strangers to it, so I mean we just gotta do the do and show love and keep everybody. Speaking of bad news, sad to report, man, that my homie, I wish he was my homie. I never got to know him on a personal one-to-one level. But, you know, for those that don't know, ASAP Yams passed away, and they still haven't confirmed what he died from. But for those that do know him, or those that don't know him, rather, he started ASAP Mob. You know, I'm sure y'all familiar with ASAP Rocky and, you know, all the rest of them. And they were formed back in 2007. And I don't know, it just kind of threw me for a loop, man. It shows you that life is too short. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you never know when it's your time and when God going to call you. So, I mean, RIP to the big homie Yams. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's such an entrepreneur. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, man, he was doing the damn thing. So, we sad to see you go, Yams. Just terrible,
man. Speaking on death, well, I want to speak on life, man. Happy birthday, 93, Betty White, man, still
Betty
going
White.
Strong, still doing her thing.
After the rain.
Betty White.
Man. I wish I could make it a fraction of what she's lived. She's done so much, accomplished so much, and everybody loves her. She is a household name. Happy belated birthday. We love you, Betty White, 93. Get it.
93. Big 93. She reminds me of the Betty White, you know what I'm saying, that my mom used to listen to. Every time I hear her name, it just kills. That was my mom's favorite record.
You talking about Betty White.
Betty Wright, not Betty White, Betty Wright, Stand correct. Every time I hear Betty Wright, you know what I'm saying? But you know what it is, though, y'all. We got a great show lined up for sure, you know what I'm saying? That was me, of course, Floss, with released Dial House Spotlight Artist, you know what I'm saying, with the intro flow, you know how it go. And, man, there's just so much to talk about as far as these celebs, and y'all definitely know we're going to get y'all what y'all might be missing on that Empire, because I know everybody, that people was tweeting like crazy about Empire. That's my show, man.
Trend,
you know what
definitely.
I'm saying? So everybody stay tuned, because we definitely going to get y'all the lowdown on the Empire, for sure, you know what I'm saying? But, it's just been a troublesome but a great week, because I feel like every day that you wake up and you breathe in, it's a blessed day no matter what goes on. So, You know what I'm saying? I try to keep my mind positive, you know what I'm saying, even though all the negativity around us, you know, surrounds us. You just got to, you know what I'm saying, keep your head to the sky and your ear to the street. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your heart skip a beat. And that's how it goes, you know what I mean? I was looking at this one little story about your girl. I know you like her, STL, Lindsay Lohan. And how she got this incurable virus.
What? She got, dog?
Something from mosquitoes, man. I ain't even going to spend too long on this because this girl makes me laugh, man. But you know what I'm saying? I think it's Scary Movie 5 with her and Charlie. when I think about her, but she got some rare disease. It's a rare virus it's not curable, and it's I'm gonna try to enunciate this right. It's chikungunya, is how it look. It's like something you get over in Asia somewhere. Chikungunya.
Yeah, he said that. He's chikungunya.
Chikungunya. But it's transmitted by viruses and stuff, and the bite causes fever, and it causes joint pain and fatigue and everything, and you know what I'm saying. She was over in Bora Bora, you know what I'm saying, for the holidays, and then flew to L.A. To shoot an insurance commercial, and I don't know, she for the Super Bowl, and she began complaining of illnesses, you know what I'm saying, just before the New Year. So, I mean, I hope she get well, you know what I'm saying. She's been through a lot for a youngster, so I don't know. And that's that with that news.
Hey, man, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to say this real quick, the Boss Floss. Hey, keep y'all ass still. Stay over here. Every time motherfuckers go away to these foreign exotic ass countries and come back, y'all bring your shit back. So my thing is just stay at home. Just chill out. You know, stay on this side of the water and just leave that where it's at. Because every time somebody goes somewhere, either they disappear on the plane or they bring something back. Stop that.
Hey, truth be told, with all these cruises and everything.
Just let me say, fuck all that. Make your money, man. Just take you a big, an economy size box of Off with you and spray that shit like you spray on your favorite cologne perfume. That's all you do. That's all you do.
Truth be told, truth be told. Well, y'all know what time it is. You crazy, Timer. Hey, yeah, but y'all know what time it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know somebody sitting next to y'all, tell them to hit us up at 646-595-4038 if they ain't doing nothing, because we right here. We finna go into our first break with Miss STL jaw-jabbing. So let's go ahead and do that.
Always talking. Let's go.
Always talking. Dow House. Truth be told.
Okay. Yeah. Man, I love 'em when them haters start to run in their mouth. I got 'em. I got 'em. And then I love 'em when them haters get the jab in their jaw. I see that. I see that. And then I love 'em when them haters start to run in their mouth. I got 'em. I got 'em. And then I love 'em when them haters get the jab in their jaw. Trying hard, and I'ma treat you like a light. I'm about to pull your cord. Come on, let's talk about it. Cause I could do without it.
Right.
Let's have a drink and Superman. What you gon' do about it? See, I'm a hood baby. The streets they love me crazy, and I've been swagging out before Brenda had her baby.
And I love it when them haters start to run in their mouth.
I love it when them haters start to run in their mouth. I got 'em.
They think they know about me.
Right.
We'll talk the game and change it. Now we just can't do without me. I'm often imitated, but never duplicated. I'll see you at the top, and all I say is glad you made it. See, they should stop the hating and that insinuation. They'll get a plate. I'm taking orders, man, so just be patient. Stop missing violations. I know that's your creation. You jabbing, jousting, talking bad. What's that, your recreation?
I love it when them haters start to run in their mouth.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. That was another Dial House Spotlight artist, Miss STL, right here on the radio with you. Got her. Man, what you be thinking about when you be in the booth, boy? Your songs would be sounding like you having so much fun up in the lab. You hear me? You up there twerking.
Hey, you know
and shout. How you not hit the microphone?
Hey, you know what? With that one, people was talking so much. I was an enigma. You know what I'm saying? And people was just talking like, what's up with Miss STL? What's up with Miss STL? So I had to write. I just wrote a song about it because everybody was like, you know, had the little whisper going on. And I was like, well, let me give something to whisper about. So that's how
I
that came about, truth be told.
Truth be told. Well, I love it. Truth be told. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Well, y'all know what time it is. It's time to jump on off into this celebrity spotlight. Yeah. Where we give the latest gossip or truth on these celebs.
Hot topics
is what we call it. And Ms. STL, I'm going to let you lead it off with you know, your first hot topic. First face tea of the day.
Hey, okay. I have to give a shout out right here to, I don't know if anybody's heard about the beef between Nancy Grace and 2 Chainz. I don't know if y'all saw the interview that he did on her show, but she kind of called him out because, of course, he is an avid smoker, and he doesn't do anything to hide that fact. But she just tried to go in on him on an interview, and when I say this man was so professional and so articulate, he took me out of the frame of 2 Chainz. He was the father, businessman, the, you know what I'm saying, the pending mogul that he's trying to be, because he handled Nancy Grace. I'm telling you, if you guys haven't seen this, check it out.
Yeah.
He went there and back with Nancy Grace, and she said something about his kids and their environment.
Right.
He took that personal, you know, it came out of him. And I love his explanation on why his name is 2 Chainz. Truth be told.
Right. Truth be told.
Right.
I did get to see that. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, man, you let me, hey, fuck it. Hey, I've seen this shit, and you know what I'm saying? I didn't really indulge in it to the point where I can go back to it. It was like, I said last week when it went on, I didn't watch it live or anything. But I can say that, yes, he, you know what I'm saying, I have a major respect for fam from that point forward, because he did, you know what I'm saying, like Young Noble say, outlaw, like he said, you know what I'm saying, what America fears is an intelligent black man, and he presented himself as an intelligent black man, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't 2 Chainz the rapper, that dummy down shit, that's what I be talking about with that dummy down shit, man. I love for 2 Chainz to be on that level when he spit his bars, you know what I'm saying, because I know the man talented, but you know what I'm saying, fuck all that, he handled her, you know what I'm saying, he pretty much,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, who you talking, you know what I'm saying, your bitch chose me, you heard me, he on our own show, flat out.
Yeah, he did.
Truth be told,
and I did get to watch it. I didn't watch the whole thing when it aired, but I watched bits and pieces of it off online when I saw it on TV, and he did handle her very well, because I mean his answers and stuff was just throwing her off from her looking.
Mm-hmm.
cool and stuff, she seemed like the one that was getting high tempered, and she even started reading his raps, and he was like, well, you know, what that got to do with, you know what I'm saying? He said, should we start talking about drinking and driving, or what am I here to talk about? You know what I'm saying? He's not there to talk about his rap. That's how they like to do you. They try to throw you off and make you look silly and shook. And he held his composure, and, you know, and his posture was great. He didn't get upset, because that's what they want to do, is make you look mad and get you out of character. And, I mean, he just held his own for real. And how she brought up the fact about, because she was asking him about these people on there who were giving, I forget how old the kid was, but they were giving the kid some weed. And
one was two.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, I can't speak for those people. He was like, remember how he started talking about, I don't know what heroin does for those who do it, but he was like, you know, he was giving her all the things that weed, or the pluses about weed, that, you know, how it can calm your nerves when you're on a long flight, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, he just handled himself real well. I got to agree with both of y'all on that. I mean, because they always try to make us look like we uneducated, and they get the most silliest rappers to just, you know, misrepresent themselves, and then they say, see, this is why there's no credibility in their lyrics, because they can't even read a book. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Truth be told.
Right. Mary had a little lamb. Sam Martin shit. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. I'm not the comedian, y'all. Blossom's
the
comedian.
No. Hey, your boy. The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Snooze.
Laughing with, not at him,
but hey,
right.
Truth be told, yeah, I think Chang handled himself real well. You know what I'm saying?
Nancy Drace is a bully. He made it when she could be a bully when she wants to, and he got with her.
Yeah.
So I had to salute dude on that, because he handled her.
For real, and my thing is, like everybody gonna be so against and defensive against something they don't like. There's something that everybody don't like.
So
you're gonna come up with all the perfect arguments to why something ain't good if you don't like it, but a lot of times people overlook the positive things about it, and people who really need that stuff, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Truth be told.
Right. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like them pair of J's that a motherfucker like, man, I'm the ugliest motherfucking J's I ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? They'll drag you to the point that you don't wear the motherfuckers no more. But as soon as you start wearing them, maybe you still wearing the shit, you see about 2-3 cats with your J's on, same motherfuckers talking shit about your J's when about them same kicks. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, like you said, you know, people. You know what I'm saying? People, instead of people, it's still like it's like some people who feel it seems like it hurts them to apologize. Some people feel like it hurts them to compliment you. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Truth be told, for real. Mm-hmm. Because I was, because like he was, like I seen how on the one part he was kind of getting ready, it sounded like he was getting ready to jump into the alcohol, like drinking and driving thing, but then he kind of killed it, which I'm glad he did, because the reason that they ain't talking about that is because people forget that the lobbyists and stuff for these tobacco companies and these alcohol companies, they pay for some of these shows. Like, we don't know who backing Nancy Grace, you know what I'm saying? So it could be, you know, one of the leading alcohol sellers that, and that's why she ain't on drinking and driving, which actually kills more people a year than, I think that's just drinking and driving kills people, the number of people just under heart disease. You see what I'm saying? The year drinking and driving, dude.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, there's not one reported case of somebody overdosing from marijuana in the history of the world.
You know, and not to cut you off, Sam. And, you know, Nancy Grace, you know, I've given Nancy Grace a hood pass many times. Not that, I mean, like, really, who the fuck am I? But I've given her a hood pass many times over, because y'all know she goes in, especially if you put yourself out there to be criticized. She goes in on you when you're black. You know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't black, Nancy Grace goes in, you know? But for her to have an opportunity to prove that she's not that lady that she appears to be when you know, allegations come out about a black celebrity, and they're just the scum of the earth, you know what I'm saying? And they have an opportunity to try to get to know when you get to know, you know what I'm saying? When she had an opportunity to get to know a hood nigga and you know, some sense. I mean, she went in on him, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's why I saluted him, because he held his own, because he could have easily, like, bitch, fuck you and this interview, and fuck that chick. You know?
And then, right. And then she would have been applauding, like, "See, see, I told you, they're animals."
Uh-huh.
They would have straight up pulled up the Maroon 5
talk
song, just
English.
Like animals.
Talk
animals.
Would you talk English? I don't understand.
You're Ebonic slang, and you're
don't you hate
ghetto fied.
Right,
she,
you know, people show their true colors.
She be chilling with Paula Deen. She looked like to me.
Oh yeah, Paula Deen. You know, I'm cool on Paula Deen. Oh man, you know. I mean, there's racial slurs when it comes to white folks and all kind of slurs that I don't use. And unfortunately, we use the word nigger. Yes, we do, but we use it in different. We don't even spell it the same. So, I mean, bada bing, bada boom. Tomato, tomato. Truth be told.
I mean, but you know what? Like, since you did bring that up real quick, they kill me how they be like, "Well, I don't understand why we can't say the word and." You got and you guys get to say it, and I'm like, shit, think of all the shit that y'all got to do back in the 60s and 50s that we couldn't do, motherfucker. Yeah, and then you talking about a word, you know what I'm saying? We
right.
couldn't drink out drinking fountains. We couldn't look y'all in the eye, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
we couldn't even look at a white woman. Or we had to, you know what I'm saying? We had to get out the way when y'all walked down the street. I mean, come on.
And then just think about our great-grandpas, great-great-grandpas and stuff that had to, you know, get to talk and got talked to like they weren't, that they was lower than men and, you know what I'm saying, can't stand up for their family. You can't touch my wife or, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker going over there following
right.
his woman, nigga, boy, don't say nothing. You know, that type of shit occurred. You know, thinking about that, man, that, you know what I'm saying,
that,
you know,
it was one of them
Cuba Gooding Jr. moments in Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood, you know, when he went by the crib and got the swinging at the air shit, took a quick Hey, that made me think about that is my favorite thing of all time. When Cuba Gooding Jr. when he took that quick sniff on the pool not knee when he was on his knees, he shot Pete Pan Hood nigga.
You killing me because that's the funniest part. I'll be dying at that point every time I see that movie.
I think we talked about it. We watched the shit together when it first came out. Shit, you know, been that long.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. He sure took a quick you know what I'm saying? He took him a nice little whip.
Like, he was punching all air.
Yeah.
He bruised the oxygen. You can't even breathe it.
Yeah, that mean a long, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? It smelled like peaches and greens, I'm sure. Anyway.
It's about that time, y'all, for us to jump off into our second break. And we got my man's local talent, Nico Smith. You know what I'm saying? And it's called Going In. Because we going in tonight on Truth Be Told. So sit tuned. Truth Be Told.
Man, no doubt about it. Yeah, I just don't know, man. Hold up. You ain't gonna cut me show like that, man. I like nice things too. I'm just telling you, peaches and cream, real shit.
Peaches and cream.
Strawberries and chocolate. Mean alone.
That's what I want
Let's
for Valentine's Day time and floss.
Peaches and creams, strawberries and chocolate.
That too.
Mean alone.
She's
no.
the truth. Mean.
I'll be looking for some trouble tonight. Up in his club, packed for the wall. I see some ideas, bad as love is all. What you drinking? I got you faded, barely intoxicated, making love faces. I'm barely parched, right outside. I live a high profile. I'm just an average guy. The music's loud. Let's lose this crowd.
I'm in so deep.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Nico Smith with Going In. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do here at Truth Be Told. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, that man, dude hot, man. I got to get him on the track tomorrow. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Homegrown, baby. That's that St. Louis flavor.
That's St. Louis flavor. That's that St. Louis swing. You hear me?
He's a fan of Truth Be Told, as is we a fan of his. No,
oh, yeah, man. Yeah, there's mutual respect.
We definitely got to get him to come back.
For sure. Well, we back here, y'all, with the topic segment. And I guess I'm going to take us right on in because I love the show.
Please do.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you just started.
He was
taking
the mic.
Yeah, this was inspiring. Guess who almost landed the leading role for Lucius Lyons? I mean, I was shocked to hear this. It says that the show has gotten some of the biggest ratings for the TV show in years.
Yeah, Mike. Hey, yo.
Check your mic. The boss falls.
Check your mic. Your mic all in and out.
Hey.
No, you sound
executive Lee Daniels.
Floss. Is he here?
What you say?
Yeah. Check your mic. You distorted. We can't hear shit you said.
Hello? Can you hear me? Microphone check 1212.
Thank you.
There you go.
Can you
start
hear me?
Start from the top, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, we going into this. We're talking about Empire here. My bad. We having technical difficulties. But I'm talking about Empire, you know what I'm saying? And they were talking about who was supposed to play Lucius Lyon's role, which is currently held by Terrence Howard. And the person, it kind of shocked me, threw me for a loop, as, you know what I'm saying, Miss Luby saying, to actually learn that Lee Daniels revealed who the actor was who was originally supposed to take the role of the hip-hop mogul. Do y'all want to take a guess real quick? Actually, I think I already told y'all, so don't guess. Hold tight. But for those that don't know, it was Wesley Snipes. You know what I'm saying? And I was shocked to find out that they wanted Wesley to play that role, because out of all the roles that I can recall Wesley playing, you know what I'm saying, this hip-hop role, I think, better suits Terrence Howard, in my opinion, just going off of Hustle and Flow, you know what I'm saying? And it says that Taraji P. Henson is actually the one who suggested, or in quotations, kind of demanded that Howard, you know what I'm saying, take the role. So, I mean, how you feel about that, since you beg to disagree, bruh?
Who gives a fuck? No. actually, you know what I'm saying? I beg to differ, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just the first time that I heard that, you know what I'm saying, you know, we got the same information you have as well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when I first heard it, you know what I'm saying, I could see that because, you know, I mean, if you think back to New Jack City, you know what I'm saying, Wesley Snipes did his thing, you know? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying, trying to picture him on that role, I can actually see him, I mean, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't have been the same, you know, it wouldn't have been the same role because he would have made the role his own, as well as how Terrence does his role, you know, Taraji and so on. So I could see it. So I disagree with you when you say you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't see Wesley being able to do it, right?
Well, I said, in my opinion, Terrence Howard better suits the role. I didn't ever say Wesley
could
do it.
Right,
but
you did.
But like you said, correct. I mean, going back to the New Jack City, going back to the New Jack City, true, yeah, as far as all the drug dealing and stuff and all that intertwined into the series, yeah, Wesley can handle that, but I was speaking more as far as it's also based around hip-hop. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I was talking about when I said that I can kind of more see Terrence Howard doing it because of Hustle and Flow and how he pulled that role. I didn't even think Terrence was going to do good in the Hustle and Flow role until I watched the movie. You know what I'm saying? Right. Wesley, like, rapping and acting like a rapper, I mean, he can pull the gangster off, as we all know, but I mean, all your rappers really ain't gangster. You know what I'm saying? So,
I don't see him being able to rock that role. Not like Terrence Howard.
Me neither. And just the chemistry that Miss Henson and Howard already have, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, from coming off a you know, Hustle and Flow, I just don't see Wesley pulling it off as good. Not to say he can't do it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, can't say somebody can't do something until they've shown you that they can't do it. But I was just speaking from personal opinion. I think he is a better pick for the role. But, I mean, I don't know. Truth be told.
Yeah, I would have passed. I think if it were Wesley Snipes, because like I said, before Empire, you could beat me up later. Before Empire, I was not a big Taraji fan.
Now.
As much as she's done, I'm sorry. Don't hit me.
Beat you
don't hit
up
me.
Now.
Don't. Wait a minute. Just hear me out. Just come on. Hear me out. All I'm saying
Man.
Is if it was Taraji and Wesley, I would have passed.
And beat her
really?
Now. Beat her now. Hit her ass across the head with a motherfucking pillow. Beat her ass now.
I'm like,
nah, I wouldn't have passed
on it. Until she hit us with that joke, not so hard. You heard me? Fuck that. Beat her now. Taraji, the truth. I'm telling you.
Right.
Truth be told.
I think, truth be told, I agree with you on that. I think she would have made it work even if it was still Mr. Snipes doing it. So, you know what I'm saying? And you know, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Snipes. You know what I'm saying? I've heard a lot of people talk bad about his movies and stuff, but I watched some of Wesley movies, you know what I'm saying? Especially Blade. I was a big fan
when
of
Blade. When he was hot back in the day, yeah.
Right,
my
right. But, I mean, I wouldn't
it.
Have passed. I still would have gave it a shot. And that's like somebody saying that, you know, you got this track coming out, Miss STL, but it's got this bum, you know what I'm saying, on it, so they don't even want to hear the track. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you still got to at least give it a chance. You never know. That could be the hottest track that they ever heard from Miss STL, but if they're actually going to knock your part of the track because they don't want to hear the other cat on the track. See, that's what I'm saying. That's how I look at it. So, I mean, I still would have peeped it, truth be told. It's just I don't think I would have been as interested into the show because I like the chemistry that they got, you know what I'm saying, truth be told. So
it's something about them together. It's Wesley, he's doing the old people movies right now, and I just don't see that fit him. I'm sorry, truth be told.
Yeah, I agree.
don't be like that. Don't be like that.
What else you got, Miss? What you got, Tom? You got celeb?
Yeah.
Hot top.
All right. Man, I told you, I've been out of sync, you know what I'm saying, especially today. And I think it may have started with that Green Bay and Seattle game where, you know what I'm saying, you know, I picked Green Bay to win it all. And they fucking collapsed with less than 5 minutes left on the clock. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like I tell people all the time, well, that's why I hate watching sports, when people say, I knew it wasn't over until it was over. But God damn me, I didn't see that one coming. But as the champions, they supposed to go out like that. At least go down fighting. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
That's the heart of a champion. So, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I mean, I was happy for them because, you know, they champs, you know, and they NFC rivals. That's like, you know what I'm saying? That's like me rooting for the Cubs. I don't think so. Get the fuck out of here. But yet, I would never root for the Patriots with they cheating asses, but I respect that damn Tom Brady kid. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he acts dumb sometimes when it comes to that scandal shit, so I'm starting to not like his motherfucking ass either. Truth be told.
Bro, I hear you. I feel you on that. I think Green Bay, when they got that lead, they just got a little too lax. You know what I'm saying? Because
they had it.
You know what
they
I'm saying?
They got caught with
their
thumbs in
their
head.
That happens. Yeah, that,
hey,
that's something that happens with a lot of teams,
done,
though.
When it's all said Wilson factor, you can't fuck with it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Russell, that's
Wilson,
my dude.
Wilson
I fuck
factor.
With Russell. I fuck
yeah,
with
yeah, Russell. Yeah, Russell, go hard.
Me too. He the truth.
Yeah, you know.
Hey,
that man. Pay that man. Shit.
That's right.
Truth be told.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to jump into this next break, y'all, with, and that's brought to y'all by, What'd you say?
I said, hold up. You want to go into the break? I told you, man, I'm kind of fucked up, but I'm glad I'm not a betting man. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's you know what I'm saying, 42
why
now.
Why is it?
So, I mean, you know.
Why
whatever,
is it every time
you
I disagree, you want to fucking go to break, because... Come on,
bro. Hey, bro, I'm trying to keep the schedule. Hey, you know what? We have
Miss Gia, keep fucking with the winners and shit. It's Wednesday winners here today. Booty call hours. She fucking with the winners. Not then, you know, I'm a winner too, but yeah, she fucking with, you know what I'm saying, the jack of all trades over there, so she ain't even fucking with me. She ain't even stay neutral. Middle fingers to her, too.
Hey, I didn't disagree with you. I was pulling for the Bay, too. I was pulling for the Bay, too. You know what I'm saying? But
make sure y'all don't fuck with Miss S. Till. She talking about she just getting hip to Taraji. G. You know what I'm saying? We beating her up now. Y'all ready to go
to Taraji, man. I fucked with you, Cookie. I love you, boo.
Look at you.
It's Tiffany Fox, nigga. Represent for all the ladies out there. Just getting it on their own. Represent for the real gold.
DJ Scream, nigga. You can't fuck with me.
You get it bad, nigga. I don't trust nobody staying
by your side, nigga. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love him, but he know that I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Trust a nigga for his back. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Feel me different, but I don't believe him. I don't trust him.
Not open. Married to money, you hoes not alone. Niggas be wasting your time. Fuck any penny or dime. That's anything. I pay you, no, never mind. No nigga is ever mine. Stick out a mind of his own. I want him, I need him, I wanna say I love him. Nah, never mind. These niggas be out with these hoes on the low and they all be telling lies. Why go through his phone and find what I already know? So why keep it G when the day I leave he gon' be broke?
Until she went Migos on me.
Until she what?
I'm a Tiffany Fox fan. I really like her. I was with her until she went Migos on me on that track.
Man, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I always go back to that one bar. I'm from the Lou where we cook dope and soup in the same pot. Man, I fuck with her the long way, man.
Long way.
She hot.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And y'all are locked in to Truth Be Told, and this is about that time, y'all, for the What in the World seg. You know what I'm saying? That's how
right,
we get
right,
down.
Right.
We bring these local stories to y'all and let y'all know what it is going on around here in the Lou. You know what I'm saying? And before we jump off into the What in the World, man, I was looking at, you know, they about to announce the indictment for the federal indictment for D. Will. I can't even say dude name. But Darren Wilson, and they saying that, yeah, fuck boy. And they saying that he ain't going to be indicted on no federal charges, which comes as no surprise for real. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
Most of the time, if they can't get you on a state level, it's a lot harder to prove in federal court, you know what I'm saying, that you've actually violated somebody's rights. So that really doesn't surprise me. You know what I'm saying? It saddens me deeply, but it don't surprise me. But, I mean, no justice, no peace. You know what I'm saying? Hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. You hear me?
Black lives matter.
Yeah. And to me, all lives matter. You know what I'm saying? So
No mercy, no truth, baby.
Yeah, it's bad. You know what I mean? But, yeah, let's go and jump off into these What in the World stories. Time, what you got, bro?
What in the world you coming to me? All right, and it was one story that stood out to me, you know what I'm saying, and the headline reads, is drug wipe on its way to STL? Okay, drug wipe is basically the new law enforcement tool, a device. It's the equivalent of a breathalyzer. Right, so what it does is it analyzes our sweat and our saliva for drug use, you know what I'm saying? It basically picks up the drug residue of an illegal substance such as crack cocaine, mollies, cocaine, crack. It's crazy. So some of these municipalities have already adopted the practice, you know what I'm saying? They wrote into law where they can conduct a sobriety test on you with using the drug wipe, you know, and you know what I'm saying? What it does, they can swipe it across your face or your forehead, the palms of your hand, you know what I'm saying? And even, you know what I'm saying, make you lick it. Your tongue. So
yeah.
I guess it's upon the discretion of, you know what I'm saying, the might be detainee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's crazy, you know, looking at the whole thing. So that story kind of stood out. I know y'all looked at this too. I'm like, you know what I'm saying, on some real shit. It don't surprise me that they've come up with some shit like this. So, but, you know, Finland's National Institute of Health and Welfare found that 2/3 of positive tests for weed, cocaine, and opiates were false when compared to blood tests. You know what I'm saying? So just think, if, say, for instance, you were swiping spit with your significant other, and they, you know what I'm saying, they indulge in whatever they indulge in, and it's on you, you know what I'm saying? And then
that's
you get pulled over. Right. So, I mean, there's really no way, you know what I'm saying? Or you sitting in the car, you know what I'm saying, in contact. You ain't smoked it yet, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a fucked up thing, you know what I'm saying? And nothing's error-proof, you know what I'm saying? Nothing's error-proof. So, I mean, you know, the question that the world poses is, would you expect the test of drug wipe to make its way to the STL? And my reply to them is, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're in one of the most prejudiced states within all 50 states. So, I mean, I'm surprised. You know, I'm sure there's some municipalities within the state of misery, you know, that that have already adopted it, you know, written into law. So, I know y'all looked at the shit. It's crazy.
I did. They need to change it to go ahead, STL.
No, I was just saying, after I found out that they can straight hold, detain you, and get a search warrant and things like that for them to search you and you breathalyzer and all that, they can actually, you know, get feedback within like minutes to be able to do that. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I think it's bullshit because anything within genre of the air can be contaminated. So, like, I'm with Tyma. If I was with my boo, and let's say my boo had it and they sweat or saliva got on me, it's not necessarily in my system or that I've done it. It's just that I've come into contact with it. So I think that's a completely BS method of being able to detain and prosecute someone on this stick that you just pull out in the air and swipe it across my forehead. Because what if it was just on my hand? That don't mean it's in my system. Truth be told.
True be told. I don't know. I'm kind of mixed. I got mixed feelings, me personally, about it because I think it is. I agree with y'all on the fact that it. I think it's bullshit that they. It's just another way to harass people and detain people. But mm-hmm. You know, like as far as them getting a search warrant, what you were talking about as far as the DWI thing. I don't mm-hmm. see nothing wrong with that because for the simple fact that drinking and driving is one of the leading killers, you know. What makes me mad about this drug wipe though is that the certain things that they included like marijuana, you know what I'm saying? Because really it ain't that many. I don't know that many people that do you know erratic driving on marijuana. Actually, I don't even know too many motherfuckers that get that high and can start the car. Pardon my French, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you get too high, man. You be sitting out there, you be like, man, I don't even feel like going nowhere for real, bro. Let's go back in and smoke another blunt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on, man. Marijuana. Now, as far as heroin and morphine and stuff like that, that type of job, I've actually been around people and that's their drug of choice, you know what I'm saying? And I've actually watched them doze off and, you know, so if you can doze off just, you know what I'm saying, anywhere on I've never done heroin or morphine, but watching them doze off, I wouldn't want to be the person that they run into behind the wheel because they dozed off, you know what I'm saying? It was a young kid that pulled into my job today, a young white kid. He pulled into the handicap spot, and he just laid his head to the side in the car and was just passed out. And he was there for like 10 minutes. And he didn't pull all the way up to the curb, so he was in the spot where he wasn't in traffic, but he wasn't all the way pulled up, and he was just linked to the side. The customer come in like, you might want to go check on him because he hasn't moved and he's just keeled over to the side. So I was like, all right. So I go out there and I, you know, tap on his window. His window's halfway down. I'm like, you cool? And he was like, oh, yeah. And he popped up and stuff. And just the look on his face, man, he was on something. And it wasn't alcohol because I didn't smell any alcohol. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what he was on, but and it wasn't weed. It was something stronger. You know what I'm saying? But he actually pulled into our job to pass out, which I'm glad he did. Thank God he did. You know what I'm saying? And before I could even tell him to pull around to the side of the building so the customers didn't see him sleeping in front of there, he just backed up and drove off. And I'm like, I hope this dude don't doze off and kill somebody, you know what I'm saying, truth be told. So as far as some of the drugs on there, yeah, they probably do need to do that, you know what I mean, because it can be real dangerous when you, you know what I'm saying, mess around with heroin and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's still bullshit.
Man, I'm with you in a sense because, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, the eyes never lie, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's certain instances where it seems so necessary to administer that type of test, but to give, you know, I feel like, you know, what gives them, you know, what justifies them, you know what I'm saying? Under what circumstances do they feel the need that they should actually administer that the test, you know what I'm saying, with the drug
one,
you know?
That's very true because it starts at the top, and if you know you got corrupt cops out there and stuff like that, and these are the people who going to be administering the drug, and you can't even trust them in the first place because they already gunning down people, then this is just going to be another tool for them to just harass other people. So I agree with you 100% on that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like they say, it's pluses and minuses to everything. You know what I'm saying? I believe the people who probably brought this out or invented this probably had good intentions, but they not the ones who going to be administering the test, so it falls along
right,
the line of what type of cop pull you over.
They get hired at home.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it reminds me of that breathalyzer machine they put. True be told, though, because it reminds me of that breathalyzer machine they put in this bar. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I understand the concept of them spending the money to put a breathalyzer that you could use in a bar before you leave. But truth be told, how many people going to not drive because they see I'm blowing that? Oh, man.
Hey, hold on.
Most people
going
to be like, well, fuck it. I just better be safe when I drive.
Hey, boss. I mean, fuck that. It's like how many times is the bartender or anyone, you know, that has the authority in the establishment to actually go to that person and say, oh, you know what I'm saying, you had too much to drink, let me call a cab for you and give me your keys.
Right.
And like
right.
a drunk motherfucker that don't know, you're going to hand you their keys. I mean, we
exactly.
live in the 21st century. It's different now. You know what I'm saying? This ain't
right.
Cheers. Shit.
He's in
going to give me your keys. Fuck out of here.
Hell no, man.
Truth
for
be
sure,
told.
For sure. That is truth be told. Well, y'all, you know, it's that time. Once again, it's time to get into our next break. And it's coming. Our next break is Lone Star J with They Mad. This is my track. This is my homie.
My
so y'all got to, y'all just sit back and listen. Smoke choke with us. You hear me? Right here on Truth
right.
Be Told, baby.
Hump Day.
Oh, hey, for real, baby. When y'all got a hate on industry, y'all middle fingers up, high haters. Real talk, truth be told.
For hey. Sure. Middle finger up, by hater. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Hey, you gonna flip the shit
now?
Nah, so disrespectful.
Who?
He gonna flip my shit, by haters. Nah, man, don't take my
I
shit.
Was, I wasn't flipping
man.
It. I was, you know what I'm saying?
That.
I was congregating with it. I was collaborating with it. Enhancing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm so thrilled by this picture of your girl, Amber Rose, man. God,
ooh,
no.
Wee.
Ooh wee.
Amber Kim.
Oh my God.
Amber Kim.
Man, that picture. She's in that teeny swimsuit, you know what I'm saying, making the internet's jaw drop. God, she's, man. I wouldn't lose that if I ever had it. Sorry.
When you have it.
Some people just can't appreciate
certain
things.
I wish I had it. For sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
STL, yeah, we going back into this, what in the world is going on around here?
Okay, all right, okay, all right, so... Pickpockets, the St. Louis Rams in this new stadium. This is Miss STL's views, and it's not expressed views of any of Dollhouse or its affiliates. I could give a shit if they don't get this $500,000 stadium, the Rams, to stay in St. Louis. I say that as to say, If they was doing numbers and winning games to the extent that some of these teams out there are, I could see
them.
Diving in. Don't be like that. Don't be like that.
But
I'm
hate
just
them.
Saying.
No,
real talk though. Just like they're saying, this is something I agree on. We want to spend money on this out of taxpayers' money, but we got unaccredited schools that we need to work on. We need better public safety, job training programs, education, housing, and economic development. I'm not worried about no fucking stadium for the Rams, truth be told. Now, that's just how I feel about it. That's just me.
Wait. But this is what I'm trying to understand, though. So look, let me ask you this question real quick, STL.
What's up?
You said if they was doing numbers, okay. What is the difference in between them doing numbers and them not doing numbers? It's still what you were saying about job training and all that stuff. Why is it less important because they doing numbers is what I want to know.
Why would we break our necks to do that? If we're going to take away from something that's important, at least let it be, in my opinion, something that of equal value. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Let me enlighten you as to the fact of, from my opinion. This is just my opinion. This ain't Dollhouse opinion. This is Floss the Boss opinion. Our schools are in shambles not because of the Rams losing games and not because of them winning games. Our schools are in shambles because of the people who are sitting up there over the money, supposed to be watching the money, and they're siphoning off the top. Like somebody running up to your car and siphoning some gas up out of it. That's what they doing. They taking money. This day ain't going to be missed for years later. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the lottery. Let's look at the pay it forward. Play it forward. The lottery is supposed to be contributing all this money to the schools, and I don't see shit changing. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told. So, I mean, and the lottery makes cool money. You know what I mean? The lottery makes a killing, but nobody's watching all this money. So even if you took that however many millions they talking about and didn't sink it into that stadium, guess what? You still ain't going to know what happened to it. Be told, because it's not going to go where it needs to be. Like you said, Timer, nobody's regulating that. You know what I'm saying? So when you ain't got nobody watching it, then you got the people on top. It's like any other business out there, truth be told. That's just how I feel. The people on top, they take money.
I'm trying to get Normandy and schools like that, accreditation reinstated. If they can, better teachers, better classrooms, all of that, man. Fuck that stadium, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the stadium that they in now.
Look, I hear you on all the accreditation stuff and what needs to be done. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying that's not the Rams' fault as to why that's like that. That was a problem long before the Rams even came here to St. Louis.
Saying they making threats like they got a 12 gauge. Fuck that. Deuces.
You tripping. I mean, at the end of the day, we are capable of being we are an NFL city, speaking we in as in St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, as well as the best damn baseball town in America. All right. So, I mean, when it comes to the Rams, man, they just made – we finally have a coach after, you know what I'm saying, they took chances on some no-names, no pun intended to them. They just didn't know how to lead. Even Mike Morris, he didn't know how to lead. He needed more times under Dick Vermeil. Right now, the Rams are on their way to, within the next 5 years, the Rams are going to have a championship. Mark my words. Just like Miami will have a championship within the next 5 years. I mean, you can't blame him. You know what I'm saying? Sam Kroenke is a businessman, and he, you know what I'm saying, he has the opportunity to make money in L.A. And after the shit went down in Ferguson, do you blame him for wanting to move his organization out of here because of fear of these cocksuckers bothering him because they walked out with their hands up? You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying, standing on something they understand. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and then who would want to live in L.A. and be a celebrity, you know, an athlete, a pro athlete living in L.A.? L.A. is a beautiful place to be. I've been told I haven't been there yet. I don't get that. But, I mean, you can't not do. I mean, it's just, man, it's got all about being diehard, man. Support the home team, man. The Rams lead, man. It is what it is, man. It's a heartbreaker. I mean, from people like you, Miss Estia, that don't see that the team that they are becoming, you know what I'm saying, the right personality of a damn good coach. You know what I'm saying?
Do
so
it for the can I
add on to that? Because that's so true.
Money first. Money talk bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Can I add on to that, Timer, too? Because what he's saying, it makes perfect sense. And you got to look at it like this, Ms. STL. You know what I'm saying? The first of all, the Rams, like he said, they bidding on some no names, no pun intended. But you got to understand, they were the youngest team in the NFL, and it's teams that's been in the NFL for years, and they can't even get it together with each other. And these are older cats. And when you young and you come in there, you got to learn the people that you playing with. It takes time to understand how your teammates operate and everything, and your role is what you're supposed to be doing when you're young. You know what I'm saying? Number one,
I hate when
people criticize the Rams. But number two, like he said about the Ferguson thing, that hurts. The Ferguson things hurt St. Louis all around the board because now out of town people don't want to come here and spend their money to watch a Rams versus whoever football game because they don't want to be in the middle of it. You see what I'm saying? So truth be told, one thing affects another.
Yeah, and on top of looking on the business aspect, Miss SG, I mean, it's like this. If we black folks don't support black folks, how the hell are we going to have any say-so? And after they went out there in protest, you know what I'm saying, in support of Ferguson and what the black folks in Ferguson, because they have black skin too. You know what I'm saying? I would have liked to seen some white receivers with their hands up too, but that's not here, not there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just think about, you know, the white police association wanted an apology. The black police association was like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? We support the Rams. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, but if we black folks going to them games and supporting them, Sam Kroenke getting paid. Well, if white folks say, fuck it, you guys aren't winning, why the fuck should we go check out a bunch of losers? You know what I'm saying? I'm not spending no money. They're getting that. The Rams have been shooting themselves in the foot since they won the Super Bowl and before then. You know what I'm saying? All we needed is the right coach. We had the right coach. They didn't want to pay Dick Vermeil. He left. They brought in Mike Martz. He wasn't ready to leave. You know what I'm saying? Live by the past, die by the past. Why pass the ball when we have Marshall Faulk? And then Spygate. Fucking Patriots. Middle fingers to you. Hi, haters. But Seattle, now I'm rooting for Seattle. It's like me rooting for the Cubs. It hurts me, but plus I love the coach. You know what I'm saying? He a D-back too, so much love to him. Truth be told.
And I'm definitely, I'm definitely going to root for the Seattle over New England.
Yeah. Fuck the Patriots.
Sorry.
They poor losers. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather cheat than lose. Bastards.
They named a missile after them guys. No, I'm sorry. Let me stop the rumors. Truth be told.
Fucking comedian. The fuck?
These are individual views and they're not expressed.
Wow. Let me stop.
Shut my mouth wide the fuck open.
These are not the views of Dialhouse Radio or anybody. This is just the views of dumbass Floss the Boss.
Yeah, we got a call online. Hold on. Eric Cole 405, you're on Truth Be Told, Dialhouse Radio. What's good?
Yeah. Talk to us. What's up, baby?
What's good?
It's all good. I'll put it this way. Miss STL.
Yeah. You coming for me?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Greg.
Yeah, you know who it is. It's the loyal listener, Greg. We've been missing you, Greg. What's good, man?
I missed you. Where you been?
He misses online.
I've been doing good. Staying busy.
What you got for me, Greg?
Work.
I know
I
that's
heard
right.
That.
Get that money.
Oh, yeah.
He's still laughing.
I mean, you guys have hit so many points tonight. Oh, my God.
It's what we do, baby. We do it for you.
Do what now?
We do it for you, Greg. We do it for you and all the other listeners out there. You know
everybody.
How we do it.
Right, right.
We do it for everybody out there in this country listening.
Right,
tonight.
Right.
Appreciate
now,
you.
Now, Mr. Timmer.
Timmer, what's good, Greg?
And Miss STL, what do you think about the Deflate Bowl?
The Deflate Bowl?
Deflate Bowl. Everything going on, well, basically everything going on with the New England.
All the underinflated balls.
Yeah.
The Deflate Bowl. Yeah. Well, what I think about it, you want to go first, Ms. Estelle, or I can go ahead and kill this real fast?
Go ahead, boo. Say what you got to say.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just look at Belichick. Every time we've seen him smile once or twice, maybe three times over the last 30-some years. And, yeah, I mean, can you really trust a guy like that? Then, you know, taking in the fact they probably still would have won the Super Bowl against our opportunity to get that second Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I think it was a repeat. Whatever. It doesn't matter. With that Spygate. So it kind of exposed them. So then this occurs. You know what I'm saying? It's like what I think about it, I think it's terrible because, you know, Tom Brady is one hell of a fucking quarterback. He's one hell of a guy. I love the kid. I love
yes,
to watch him
is.
Play. You know, but as far as trusting the organization and their coach and as well as their owner, who gives a fuck? I mean, I'm rooting for Seattle. I think, you know what I'm saying, just exposes who they are. You know what I'm saying? Some sore losers.
Bingo.
I mean, truth
Bingo.
Be told, I think that a lot of all of it's crooked. All of it is politics to me. And even if they were doing something janky and they had underinflated balls, they're still some damn good players. They don't have nothing to do with being able to catch that ball, bring it in, get on your toes, all of that. I think it's something that they just want to hate on New England for, and I think it's because New England is still on top, and I think people want to hate on that regardless of whatever. He's a good quarterback. They're some damn good players, and they still get out there and do what they're paid to do. Everybody has a cheat. I think a lot of these refs that make some of these calls, somebody slide them something before the game, like, because some of these calls are straight BS. You know what I'm saying? So everybody had. What?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I wouldn't say they slide them anything under the table. You know, so it's just at a point where it's like when you're America's team, you're America's team. No pun intended to the Cowboys. I mean, you know, the refs are going to like who they like. The players, they're going to like who they like. You know, it's favoritism everywhere, you know. That damn Brady kid is the reason why they are where they are, but still there's some bad decisions that's being made that, you know what I'm saying, somebody needs to be held accountable for, starting with Belichick. I mean, they suspended one of the greatest minds in the NFL today, which is Sean Payton, for the shit that went on with them. Why not suspend Belichick for a year? Which should be the proper punishment.
It'll happen.
You know what I'm saying? It should happen.
Bingo.
Regardless if they win or not, it should happen.
Well,
could
that's the thing. I mean, you see what happened to Peyton, and it's like, okay, this shit happened again. Belichick
right.
known for this stuff, but yet, oh, we're only going to fine them $25,000.
Right. This is bullshit.
It's like, man, look at the situation of the NFL this whole year.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Complete.
It really is.
Madness, and oh, we'll just see. Okay, well, yeah, okay. Okay, we'll turn that back.
I mean, I think the whole thing needs an overhaul. It's a lot of corruption going on. I mean, like I said, it's a lot of money and politics involved, and the whole thing needs an overhaul. Even their means of protecting their players, because they want to hold on to the player, but the player done did something so dastardly and fucked up that they do whatever it takes to keep that player or keep things under wrap. The whole thing needs an overhaul, if you ask me. They leave New England alone, man.
Beat her with a pillow. I can't take this bullshit. No, everybody protects their investment, but within it all, we're none of us is perfect. We're imperfect, living in an imperfect world. Okay, we all make mistakes. Just some are more serious than others. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna try to save somebody. You know what I'm saying? Your investment on certain stuff, but it's just certain things that you know, that bad decision, like Hernandez per se. You know what I'm saying? Where I can't save you. Regardless. I mean, come on.
It's bad decisions in all sports. I mean, you know what I'm saying, to a sense, in life. You know what I'm saying, in general. So it's gonna be bad decisions made in all sports. No, as far as looking at all the athletes who have used steroids throughout the years, or the newest growth hormone on the market until it becomes banned, all the way down to the little trick boxers used to use back in the day, which I'm sure a couple boxers still use, where they put something on the glove and kind of blinds you, or you know what they did to Muhammad Ali. So, I mean, in any sport, it's going to be a little dirtiness. Everybody's not going to – it reminds me of Friday.
Yeah.
He ain't fighting fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big mama.
Belichick is the Don King of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, go ahead and, you know, we love you here at Dial House, man. Go ahead and drop your handle real quick.
Salute.
Well, I mean, Belichick is that. I mean, he is the Don King.
Yeah, the Don King of the sports world.
For videotaping hand signals and recording and the whole nine yards. Now, I mean, I've already heard on the news today when I got home that there are some diehard fans of New England.
They're not diehard, they're bandwagon riders.
Not this up that, man, that's low.
He said that's
low. You know what? They're bandwagon riders because – let me say this, Greg. The reason why I say that bandwagon riders, it's like being when dealing with kids. They pick the best team to say, that's my team. But when that team start leading, is that team still your team? So what I'm trying to say is we don't even – diehard fans and bandwagon riders don't even speak the same language, so I don't even entertain them. They're just picking the best team, who they feel is the best team. That's why Seattle's going to win by plenty.
Bingo. Bingo.
He
so
said,
that's what
you're
going for, Greg? That's what you're going for?
Well, I mean, somewhat, yes, because, I mean, I'm not a fan of any NFL football team unless you've got players from Oklahoma.
Okay.
So, Dallas Cowboys, you know, you've got several. Yes, I somewhat like them just because they've got Oklahoma players.
Right.
Now, Sherman, I do love because of his play in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as New England, Brady is a great quarterback.
He's a man.
I mean, and him and, I'm going to mess up, Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
Yep.
Gronkowski. Gronk.
Yep.
Gronkowski.
Yep. It's like
the party animal.
He is a beast.
Yes,
oh,
he
yeah.
is. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to be on that field
yeah.
being able to hit him.
Really?
Lay his ass down.
Hey, Tommy used to, hey, you don't know,
calm
Tommy used to
down.
Come with some thunder on that field, I'm telling you.
Right.
Hey,
you the one who started me.
Ass.
You started me. I've seen you lay somebody out in practice, and we all started hitting from there. You know where it started, 22, catch 22.
Right, right.
Now. Do time.
But yeah, but I wasn't as
life.
Good as y'all, Cass. I just knew how to hit
just
people.
Just keep it legal,
so
Tommy. Keep it legal.
They blackballed you.
Yeah, they did me bad.
No, never that.
Well, Greg,
you got
some handles you want to throw out real quick while we wrap this up?
There's a what now?
You want to throw your Twitter handle out there while we wrap this up?
Handle.
We got a
no, man.
Okay, yeah. Handle would be at Greg Stuber, which would be at GREGGSTUBER.
Okay, Stuber. You know, we love you here at Dial House, man. Truth
Thank
be
you
told.
Thanks for calling in, Greg. We
Thanks
love
for calling
love
in,
bro. From you. Appreciate you.
Hope to hear
hey,
from you next week.
Love you all.
Hey,
all right,
love
man.
You more, fam. Salute.
All right.
Salute, Greg.
Good night.
Hey, no doubt about it. You want to take, what are we doing here? How you feeling, Flo?
It's time to run it. It's time to run the show out, man. Is any shout outs real quick? I mean, what y'all want to do? Y'all want to just go into the songs back to back? We
hey,
still
I,
got
I
two of
I do
want to
do a shout out. I want to shout out TLC. They running a campaign to raise $150,000 to put out their last album. So they said you can expect an upcoming album from them. They are working on that, and I can't wait to see how they're going to put together this project. So shout out TLC. I can't wait to see what y'all finna do with this.
Right. Truth be told. All right. Shout out to the whole Dial House family. Shout out to the HPENT fam. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Greg for calling in. Salute. Shout out to the Cobra Commander. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Boss Lady. Man, shout out to my Truth Be Told fam. We getting in. You know what I'm saying? We did good tonight, Truth Be Told.
Right.
We did great. Great. Yeah, we do.
For sure.
Shout out to Amber
shout
Rose.
Out to everybody.
For that picture.
Shout out. Everybody that's doing some, you know what I'm saying, trying to accomplish some, you know what I'm saying, somebody with goals and y'all with those with goals and folks and those who don't get some. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all calling me get some. You know what I'm saying? Money out there, get some. You know what I'm saying? That's man, we'll see y'all in next week. Same time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
same place. You're going
to
roll us out with
the
Venomous.
Shout out to the Boss Lady, Sexy India, Morel. You know what I'm saying?
Morel.
Dial House family.
Salute.
The Boss.
Tell a friend.
Floss,
to tell a friend.
Boss,
to tell a
Miss
friend.
STF. Our Dial House family. La Familia. You know what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know how we get down.
STF, stand up. Yeah.
What you going to roll us out with? The Venomous.
Man, who gives a fuck?
Don't do it. Don't
Don't roll out, y'all. We're going to see y'all next week.
Give
same time,
fuck.
Same place.
Man,
same
hold
man.
On, hold on. I ain't quite finished yet. I ain't quite finished
oh, my
yet.
My bad, my bad. I
man,
show,
I was
bro.
So disappointed that Russell Wilson crying like that at the end of the game. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Fuck that. It ain't the Super Bowl. They did their thing. Man, don't you. Man, we ain't trying to hear no defense team. Fuck all that. You done, you done got hit with the pillow like eight times tonight. Records. Eight times. Don't beat me now. Fuck that. Beat her now. Beat her now. Beat her now with the pillow. Shit.
Got
the fuck?
Him smoke the
I don't disrespect the Rams. This SPL, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying, man? It's real. We love y'all. Let's go out with this smoke choke. Man, we'll see
for
y'all
sure.
next week. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Pacific, right?
8 p.m. Pacific, bro. 11 Eastern. Smoke show.
Now, how's radio?
Yeah.
Truth be told.
Next week.
Hey, man,
we love y'all.
Get that blunt around, you know what I'm saying? Get that mug going, man. You been holding that motherfucker like it's a six finger or something. You know what I'm saying? Tell him, Rain. You know what I mean?
One time for the weed heads.
Damn right.
That shit tastes good.
I take the SWIS, her and I split it down the middle. I feel it till it's pillow. For sure, gon' roll it till it's brittle. That lime green smell real dough. Now I'm holding a little dough. All my bloods be hittable, not quittable. Rain clouds come spilling out that choke. Just hit it and pass it down. Keep the smoke around, I laugh now. Now, me and my crew get down. We blazing pounds after pounds. And them roaches we save for drought. Take a couple of puffs, they'll put them out. Acting all crazy and shit, what we do to a bitch. They keep me calm enough from knocking out a bitch of shit. Dubs, I spin them fast, I come with eight, I should be straight. My supplier keep me higher than the north that's on the map. Bags, I like to grab them quick. Ain't about no skeet shit. Cause when I smoke, I wanna lie. Ain't for no little bit. I need a bag that's lime green with no sticks and no seeds. Just give me 2 for $15 and a Rello if you please. I love smoking rye shit for sure. I'm steady high. I hit it, then you hit it. When we smoke, we go inside. I like them nice and proper. Long and roll it right. I love my fucking weed. I blaze my blunts all fucking night. Eyes red and fucking tight. Trying to locate a sack. Hit the block and bust a U for sure. I'm coming back on through. That's what that fire do. Keep me so fucking cool. Rolling to a mellow groove. I'm fucking blown in this zone, man. Shotgun. Boy, you got me down. Motherfucker, man.
All I do is smoke. Roll. All I do is choke. You know.
Clear your throat from that smoke show.